Suicide's a very difficult topic, just a horrific word even. Even the word gives me chills, and of course I lost my daughter to suicide. And I want to get into the guilt thing, because the first thing I thought of the moment I heard, oh my God, I was supposed to check on her this morning and I didn't. Did I not do this? Did I not do that? How am I responsible for this death? It took me a while to realize that guilt is natural, and that anybody who is associated with a suicide victim is going to say, oh my goodness, why didn't I do this? Maybe it's my fault. Is this a syndrome that you see?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we try to stay away from is letting the death control our reality prior to the death. A lot of times people will begin to pick at their life prior to the death, and it's only because of the death. They think of things just like you said, that I didn't check on her before I went to bed, or I should have texted her and seen where she was. There's all kinds of issues that arise when a person begins to let the death control the reality, especially pre-death reality. Now, I break it down into three areas, Eli. I talk about true guilt. And there are times that people do things wrong that lead to a death of somebody they love. About the only thing you can say at that point is, it was a mistake, it was an accident, I didn't mean to do it, and I know she loved me, I loved her. But then there's another area that we call manufactured guilt. And that's what I've been talking about, that we go to the pre-death period in our lives and we start looking at reality and thinking, I could have done this at that moment. I could have done that. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. And we kind of manufacture an idea of, I was wrong here. And hence we have the guilt. The other issue I deal with is just simply false guilt. People engage in fantasy thinking and they let their mind just take off and they start blaming themselves for things that they absolutely should not blame themselves for.
What I realized, and it took a little while, is that what goes on in the mind of someone who can commit suicide, or in the case of my daughter who was bipolar, so complex that me as a rational thinker could never really understand it. And so that's, I think, another thing that complicates this, because we try and use rational thinking to say, did I do this wrong? Good example was the basketball player from Michigan State. Don't want to mention his name. His brother committed suicide, and he didn't text him back the day before like he said he would. And the answer to that for him was, there's so many factors that go into it that had nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, and in fact, as you were talking, it's interesting because there have been parents that have sat in my office after their children, adult children, have committed suicide, and they'll say to me, I failed him or her. I didn't teach them how to think the way I think about life. And that's putting an awful lot on a parent. And we have to remember that our children are adults and they have their own way of thinking. They have their own choices. They have their own temperaments and personalities. And so it's a slippery slope. You just don't want to go there. You want to keep it as clean and as pure as you can. They made a choice. We would have liked to have changed their mind. It was the wrong choice. But in the end, they had choices they had to make in life, and this was a bad one.
That's why I think the title of this particular segment, Guilt, It's Not Your Fault, is very apt.